USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Two documents with classified markings were found in a Florida storage unit during a search by a team hired by former President Donald Trump's lawyers, a person familiar with the situation. No other documents with classified markings were found during a search of four of Trump's properties. The discovery of the documents was first reported by the Washington Post. The team of two searched Trump Tower in New York, the Bedminster Golf Club, and two other properties amid lingering concerns from the Justice Department that not all documents had been returned to the federal government. German police seized dozens of people, including a self-styled prince, a retired paratrooper, and a former judge on Wednesday, accusing the suspects of discussing the violent overthrow of the government, but leaving unclear how concrete the plans were. A German official and a lawmaker said that investigators may have detected real plotting, drunken fantasizing, or both. Regardless, Germany takes any right-wing threat seriously, and thousands of police officers carried out pre-dawn raids across much of the country. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre applauded the actions of German leaders and law enforcement during the raid.
We applaud the German government and its law enforcement and special forces for their diligence in combating violent extremism and keeping their citizens safe.
There's a really good chance that inflation will remain with us for a while yet.
Another indicator points to inflation not going away anytime soon. The Labor Department on Wednesday released the Productivity and Costs Report that measures labor efficiency and labor costs of producing each unit of output. Today's numbers indicate American production levels declined 1.3% year to year. It has now declined for three straight quarters. Unit labor costs rose 5.3% from a year ago. Again, not good for our wallets. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Four out of five employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ahead of President Biden's scheduled appearance Wednesday at a national gun violence vigil in Washington, D.C., White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says it was incredibly important for President Biden to appear and speak at the vigil Wednesday night to outline his hopes for gun safety measures and violence prevention from Congress.
So the president signed the most significant gun safety legislation in 30 years this summer, but he feels it's not enough. He believes that we need to do more, and he's been very vocal about that.
Inmates at West Virginia Federal Prison knew well in advance that convicted Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger was being transferred there and placed bets on how long it would be before the notorious FBI informant was killed. This was a violent capstone to his own murderous career and to what the Watchdog's report described as a series of management failures, flawed policies, and bureaucratic ineptitude. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams claimed Baker Mayfield off waivers Tuesday, just a day after the Carolina Panthers and the struggling quarterback mutually agreed to part ways. The Rams confirmed the news on social media, but offensive coordinator Liam Cohen could not say in a press conference Tuesday if Mayfield would be ready to play Thursday against the Las Vegas Raiders. Panthers coach Steve Wilks said Monday that the decision to move on from Mayfield came after he informed the former Cleveland Browns starter that Sam Darnold would take the reins yet again on Sunday. Mayfield then asked for his release. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.